This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities, taking a look at the cattle markets for Tuesday, August 8th. Well, we had the cattle markets giving up much of what they gained on Friday, so it's back and forth in this trading range. We got back up to the top end of the range, which are the contract highs and up against the record highs, and then the market failed again. Well, not a huge failure, but it certainly backed away from that upside resistance. So I think we're just stuck in this range for a little while longer yet. But to be hovering sideways at all-time highs does suggest that the market is just taking a breather here. And I think it's just preparing for the next leg up, especially as we get into the positive seasonals of fall and early winter. In the cash trade, wrap-up business was done around 187 on the Fed trade. That would have been up 2 from the previous week. Dressed at 295 was up 1 from the previous week. Box beef value is a little bit lower. Choice down 30 cents at 301. Select down 147 at 275. The spread gained $1.17. We're sitting at 26.48. Movement was just 91 loads. Monday usually is a light day for movement. That's a little bit on the light side as well. Slaughter rate yesterday, 116,000 head. That is down 8,000 from the previous week and down 2,000 from last year. Feeder cattle index was up 26. We're sitting at 245.20. So that pretty much wraps up where the cash was from last week. We'll see what this week brings. But I would think that if the market's going to, you know, keep stalling up here, that the cash trade probably is going to slip as well. You know, the feedlots aren't going to have as much leverage if the futures market is going to start to, you know, pull away from these resistance levels and the top end of the trading range. But again, for the most part, I think we're basically in a sideways pattern. Demand has hung right in there through a pretty hot summer, which is impressive. And I think sets the tone as we move forward. But it's just a matter of working our way through this normal seasonal pressure, which usually carves out its low right around mid-August. So we're pretty much there. We'd see it earlier than normal, typically in a strong uptrending market. So again, my guess is that because of the failure at the trading range highs yesterday, that we'll probably get a little bit more to the downside. Maybe come back down and test the trading range lows. We're a couple bucks below us, but it's unlikely that, from my perspective, that we would take those lows out. And when we come and test the bottom of the lows, if that happens, that probably would coincide with your typical seasonal low. And then I think we start to build up the momentum getting ready for that fall and winter rally. If you have any questions, feel free to call at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.